Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Dr. Tamiko Stewart, out of Jacksonville, Florida. We have an exciting show for you on today. Oh, what a topic. What a topic we have today. Is he or she upgrading or downgrading your life? This show is catered today to men and women. So let's talk about this topic today. Is he or she upgrading or downgrading your life? Think for a minute. If you are in a relationship, what value or what benefit is the person adding to your life? Are they adding to your life or are they taking away from your life? Are they bringing you into a place where you're able to grow? Or do you find yourself stifled? This is for the men and the women today. Is he or she upgrading or downgrading your life? Okay, if you have your Bibles, go to the book of 1 Samuel, starting at the 25th chapter and the 2nd verse. It reads, "Now there was a man in Moab whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. But the man was harsh and evil in his doing. He was of the house of Caleb." Here we have a situation where there's this beautiful woman named Abigail, and she's married to this man named Nabal. Nabal is harsh. Nabal is evil in his doings. Nabal is not 100. But then you have this woman, Abigail, that's of good understanding, and she's easy to get along with, and we know that she is adding value to her life, to his life. As we read that story in 1 Samuel 25, we see that David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David, he sent 10 young men up to go up to Carmel and to Nabal and to greet him in his name. And he said, "Thus you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, peace to all that you have." So if you read a little further on, you'll see what happened in that story. But if you would jump over to verse 10, we begin to see really what type of man Nabal was. Verse 10 says, "Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away each one from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shears and give it to men when I do not know where they're from?" So David, young man, went back and told David what Nabal had said. And David was preparing his men to go to war. David was preparing to go to war. He told every man to gather his sword, gird his sword. But what happened in verse 14 is so amazing that even though Nabal was the husband, one of the young men went to his wife, Abigail, because they knew she was a good woman. They knew she was of good understanding. In verse 14, it said, now one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, but he reviled them. Look at the kind of man Nabal was. He reviled them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, nor did we miss anything, as long as we accompanied them and we were in the field. So one of Nabal's own servants recognized that Nabal was not a man of good character. They recognized that Nabal wasn't adding value to Abigail. They respected Abigail. They knew Abigail was good. So they went to Abigail because they knew she was a woman of understanding, and they knew she could fix the situation. If you read on in that, and I'm not going to go all into that, you will see what happened. Nabal was downgrading Abigail, but Abigail was upgrading Nabal. And what happened in the end was David came and took Nabal's wife, and Abigail got upgraded because she became a wife of the king. If someone is going to be in your life, make sure they are bringing value to your life. You don't need anyone to downgrade your life. A lot of us have already been through a lot of things. We've been through a lot of situations. We've been through a lot of hurt. We've been through a lot of turmoil. We've been through a lot of rejection. We've been through a lot of disappointment. We've been let down. We've experienced the rough side of the mountain. So when you're getting ready to get with your mate, does it make any sense for you to get with someone that is going to downgrade your life? I don't know about you, but I'm looking for an upgrade. I'm looking for someone to upgrade me. I'm looking for someone to add value to my life. And not only am I looking for someone to add value to my life, I have value to add to their life. I'm not just looking for a handout. And women, we shouldn't be sitting back just waiting on a man to come save us. We shouldn't be sitting back waiting on a man to come pay all our bills. We shouldn't be sitting back waiting on a man to come fix it for us. But we need to get up off the seat of do nothing, and we need to begin to make some things happen. We need to begin to operate in faith. We need to begin to ask God to lead and guide us and direct our path. We need to begin to ask God to give us witty ideas and creations and have us to have a mind of creativity where the ideas we come up with can produce wealth. We need to begin to open businesses, women. We need to begin to get busy in ministry. Don't sit on the seat of do nothing, waiting on somebody to come save you. I can't even say what I want to call it, but I'll just say Captain Save, and I'll leave it at that. So many women are looking for a Captain Save to come and save them and rescue them. What value are you going to add to this man of God's life? What can you bring to the table? How can you push his vision? What can you add to his vision? How can you help him with his vision? He's looking for an upgrade, and you should be looking for an upgrade. You can't have one person that can upgrade one person and the other person downgrading the other. That does not mix. That's why the Bible tells us to be equally yoked, because if we're equally yoked, we're both upgrading each other. We're both adding value to each other. We both have something to bring to the table. Is he or she upgrading or downgrading you? Let me give you the definitions of upgrade and downgrade. Let me go into teacher mode here, Radio Land, for a moment. The word upgrade means an incline going up in the direction of movement. So in order to upgrade, you got to be moving. That means you're going up. You're in an incline, and the incline is going up toward a direction of movement. The word upgrade also means an increase or an improvement. Upgrade can also mean a new version or something improved. Again, upgrade can mean increase or improvement in one's accommodations or privileges or one's life. Now, let's look at the other word, downgrade. What does downgrade mean? Downgrade means a downward slope of a road or downward slope in life or going downhill. We've heard people say, my life is going downhill. It's not going anywhere. Or downgrade can mean to assign to a lower status with something smaller. Or downgrade can mean to minimize the importance or degenerate. And lastly, downgrade can mean to assign a lower security or classification of a person or information or an assignment. Now, let's contrast these two words, downgrade and upgrade. Which one of these words would you want to characterize or mean your life? Do you see yourself as an upgrade? Are you trying to move forward? Are you trying to be a success? Are you empowered? Are you motivated? Or are you just sitting around on the seat of do nothing? Are you just sitting around waiting on it to fall out the sky? Are you just sitting around waiting on someone to hand it to you? Or are you doing something about your current situation? Are you striving? Are you working? Are you pressing? Are you stepping out on faith, believing if you take one step that our God will take two? That is a person that wants to upgrade their life. If you need to go back to school, you go back to school and you get your education. If you need additional training, you go back and get additional training. If you need to be taught etiquette, you get with people to how to act around proper society. Whatever you need in life, you upgrade yourself. If your credit is bad, get with someone that can show you how to improve your credit. Whatever you need to learn, get with an eagle that soars and stop clucking with chickens. Because as long as you're down there clucking with chickens over a little chicken feed, you're not going to get nowhere. But eagles, they fly together. Get with someone that knows more than you. Get with someone that can teach you something. That's what a person that wants their life upgraded does. They seek out opportunities to improve their life. They seek out opportunities to improve their career. They seek out opportunities to improve themselves. So when they do find themselves in the position where Boaz sees them, Boaz recognizes them, Boaz see you busy, you got something to bring to the table. Because again, as I said last week, it's going to take more than lips, hips, and fingertips to keep your Boaz. After the sex is over, after you're out the bedroom, what do you have to offer? What can you bring to the table? Can you help him carry out his vision? Can you be a woman of God? Can you be a first lady? Can you be his confidant? Can you be his friend? And I can flip that around and put that on the men too. After you come out the bedroom, what do you have to offer this woman? Can you take care of her? Can you be her provider? Can you be her protector? Can you be her covering? Can you lead her? Can she follow you as you follow Christ? So it can go both ways. Upgrade. Now, let's look at that word, downgrade. What does it mean to be a downgrade? I'll give you my definition of a downgrade situation. If you find yourself with a he, if you're a woman, or with a she, if you're a man, and they can't help you get to that next level in life, if they can't help you walk out your destiny, walk out your purpose, if they are hindering or halting or stopping or delaying or coming against your vision, you're in a downgrade situation. If they don't want to see you elevate, if they don't want to see you grow, if they don't want to see you flourish, if they don't want to see you be all that God have called you to be, if they're not your number one cheerleader, if they're not your number one fan, you are in a downgrade situation. Can't get along. You don't see eye to eye. They don't believe in you. You don't believe in them. They don't believe you're supposed to do the things that God told you to do. You are in a downgrade situation. That is why it is so important that we be equally yoked, where when we connect, where when Boaz or our man of God finds us, because we don't find him, when he finds us, we'll be able to connect. There will be a combustion in the spirit. There will be an explosion in the spirit, because we will have found the one that we're supposed to walk out our destiny with, and we will be on a path to upgrade one another. But when you run and jump and get married just to say you married, you might end up in a downward slope. You better make sure that that's who God told you to marry. You better make sure nobody ain't prophesied you into a marriage that God ain't ordained and God have not called. Because after the prophecy is over, you're the one that has to live with that person. You're the one that has to go through with that person. You're the one that has to suffer and toil if it's the wrong one. You're the one that has to endure all of the hardship, all because you married the wrong one. Yes, I firmly believe that there are people that are married this day and God did not ordain it. And that's why they are suffering, and that's why they are going through, and that's why it's not working. It's because they jumped up and got married just to say they married or just to satisfy their flesh. We need to make sure that our marriages are God ordained. We need to make sure that this is who God has designed for us to walk out our destiny and our purpose with. We need to make sure that we're going to be on an upgrade path and we're not going to be on a downward spiral. There is nothing like experiencing a downward spiral because you are with who you don't suppose to be with. Ask me how I know. I've been there, done that, got the badge, got a PhD in the situation. Do not jump ahead of God. Do not be in such a hurry to get a ring on your finger that you marry someone that's going to shorten or kill your destiny. Don't get attached to the wrong one. If we go back to the Bible, in the book of Samuel, Abigail was a good woman, but she was hooked up with the wrong man. And she went through hardship. David and his men was getting ready to come kill him. If you search the scripture in 1 Samuel 25, David said, by daylight, not a male will be living. He was going to kill them. But because the servant respected this woman, the servant respected Abigail. He went and told her what was going on and how her husband was acting a hot mess. She was hooked up with the wrong one. He was downgrading her. But the servant came. God always has a ram in the bush. The servant came and told Abigail what was going on. And Abigail sought the Lord. And the Lord gave Abigail a plan. In 1 Samuel 25, 23, it says, now when Abigail saw David, she dismounted quickly from the donkey, and she fell on her face before David. And she bowed down to the ground, and so she fell at his feet and said, on me, my Lord, on me let this iniquity be. Please let your maidservant speak in your ears and hear the words of your maid servant. Abigail was a woman that knew how to listen to God. Abigail was a woman that knew how to flow in the leading of God. God led her to David ahead before David came and attacked the men. And then if we look over at verse 32, listen what David said to Abigail as she was on her path of being upgraded. It says, then David said to Abigail, blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed is your advice and blessed are you because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried to come meet me, surely by morning light, no males would have been left to Nabal. David was coming to wreck shop. David was coming to kill. David was coming to avenge, and he was coming with to do it with his own hands. But he told the woman of God, Abigail, blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you. Listen, God sent her. If you listen to the leading of God, if you have a prayer life with God, if you're in relationship with God, God will speak to you. God will show you how to upgrade your life. God won't let you be stuck in a situation where your life is downgraded. God loved Abigail so much. He got her away from Nabal, who was downgrading her, and he gave her wisdom and knowledge how to go and greet the man of God, David. She went humble and fell down on her face, and God was working something. God was working behind the scenes. God was getting ready to upgrade Abigail's life. She didn't know that David was going to send for her and ask her to be his wife. All we have to do is stay in tune with God. Stay connected with God. God will lead us and guide us. He will lead us to our wealthy place. He will put us in position. Sometimes God has to reposition you. Abigail had to reposition herself. She had to leave Nabal because she had to get to David. If you're in a relationship and your relationship is downgrading you, fall on your face and pray to God and ask God to show you how to get upgraded. Ask God to show you how to get to your better. God showed Abigail how to get away from Nabal, and he put her in position to be blessed. He put her in position to become a wife of David. In verse 39, it says, so when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept his servant from evil. For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal on his own head. And it reads on, and David sent and proposed to Abigail to take her as his wife. When the servants of David had come to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David sent us to you to ask you to become his wife. Then she arose, bowed her face to the earth, and said, here is your maidservant, a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. So Abigail rose in haste and rode on a donkey, attended by five of her maidservants. She followed the messengers of David, and she became his wife. Talk about an upgrade. Let me upgrade you, upgrade you, upgrade you. God wants to upgrade us. This woman, Abigail, was in a horrible marriage. She was married to this evil man, this man that just did evil things, and he didn't have any character. And God upgraded her. She was a good woman. God upgraded her to become a wife of the king. We might not be married yet, but us single women and us single, and I'm sorry, you men that are single, pray for God to upgrade you. Pray that the one God places you with, the one God connects you with, pray that it's an upgrade and that it's not a downgrade. pray, men. For you and Abigail, women pray. For you and David, we don't need any neighbors. We cut the head off the spirit of Nabal. We cut the head off of marrying wrong. We're going to marry right. We're going to marry for it to be an upgrade. An upgrade isn't necessarily about money. An upgrade is someone that's on your level, someone that you are equally yoked with, someone that you can grow with, someone that you can walk out ministry with, someone that you can support their vision, someone that will embrace your vision, someone that you can love, someone that you can advance the kingdom of God with. That's the upgrade. We're not looking for any downgrade. We're looking for an upgrade. And make sure you have something to bring to the table. Don't just be looking for someone to upgrade you, but make sure you got something to bring to the table. And that goes for men, and that goes for women. Is he or she upgrading or downgrading your life? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. I hope that you have enjoyed our topic today. Is he or she upgrading or downgrading you? The show is immediately available to be listened to again. As soon as it ends, you can go back and listen to the show on demand. Share the show with your friends. Share it with a loved one. Share it with a brother or sister or someone from church, someone from your job. Just share the word with someone. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. I love you. God bless you. Goodbye.